time for high school basketball right here on CorbinCoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fort Laramie High School, where the Indians will be taking on the Redskins tonight. Indians, varsity comes in, a record of 8-6. Fort Laramie, with a record of 9-5. Indians lost to Coldwater last night in a pretty good game. Fort Laramie lost to Jackson Center last night, 39-36. So they may come in a little mad. They're 2-3. I don't have their league record. I think I saw 3-2, something like that in the league. They're doing okay, but not dominant like they have been some years past. But they're coming in with a 9-5. Indians are 8-6. So similar records. We just need to. I think we need to figure out how to stop the other teams from getting the scoring and get ourselves going, because we just seem to get into periods when we just don't seem like we can score. So we're just going to have to come up with some things like that. Reese, do you have the games coming up there? Can I borrow that for a second? I know Tuesday we have the girls play at Franklin Monroe, and there will not be a girls JV game, so the varsity game will start at 6. That's a WPGW simulcast, so you can listen on 100.9 on the radio dial, or you can listen here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thursday, the girls again, and they're going to be hosting Marion Local, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast for the varsity. Friday, the boys are at Marion Local, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Then Saturday, the girls host Mississinawa. My schedule said 1, but I believe that Barb told me, our athletic director, Barb Sotbein, is back as our athletic director till the end of the year. She told me that that's going to be a noon start now. And the varsity will be a WPGW simulcast. And then that evening, boys will host Mississinawa. And that will also be the Hall of Fame induction. So let's take a quick break and hear from a couple of our sponsors. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, right after this.
Tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, where the Indians will be taking on the Redskins. There's 6 minutes till the start of the game, and here on the Wing Street Market pregame show, JV boys came up with a loss, 40-32, and they now go to 13-2. And Fort Laramie goes to 11-4 on the JV victory. Indians just looked lethargic in the third quarter and somewhat in the fourth quarter. Played fairly well in the first quarter. They're up 17-15, and I believe it was Mesher that made a three-point bank heave at the buzzer to end the half and put them up a point, 18-17, and the Indians scored 3 points in the third quarter and just were not able to recover from that. So, Reese, you have starters yet there? Or you got,
yep.
Okay. Reese has our starters for both teams. And
Ford Knight, starting for the Indians. Number 0, Grant Konapke. Number 2, Petey Judy. Number 3, Derek Judy. Number 12, Clay Schmidt. And number 15, Noah Leonard. And starting for Larmy will be number 11, Nick Brandowee.
Yeah, Brandowee, yeah.
21, Jake Ratterman. Number 33, Eli Rosengarten. Number 35, Nathan Ratterman. And number 40, Mason Kemper. So there's your starters for both teams tonight. Remember, 80 is that number 980. So he needs 20 points tonight to break that 1,000 mark. And hopefully he does it tonight. And I'm almost positive he will tonight. So,
well, I'm hoping that we are far enough ahead that we take him out when he has 19 points. Then he can... He'd still be doing it in Marion, wouldn't he? Yeah, that won't work.
He's probably wishing right now he could do it at home, but...
Yeah, we can't. Unless he doesn't score.
He's got to not score for about two games to get to Saturday, so...
Yeah, we don't want that. Unless everybody else is scoring like crazy. So, if he has 35 assists in the next two games, we'll be okay with that. Not very many points, but love to see him get his 1,000th point, and we can promise you that Fort Recovery Radio will be there for it, either with Reese and his gang or WPGW simulcast. We're going to be bringing that his 1,000th point to you.
I truly wonder if he even knows.
I know he's
close, but I'm not sure if he knows how close he really is.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's told him or not. In fact, a lot of people didn't know till fairly recently, in the last week or so, how many it was. Everybody's looking around going, does anybody know? Well, no, we better ask somebody, and we never seem to remember to ask anybody.
I just wonder, who has to do all that statting to figure out how many? I mean, that has to be whoever's job that was. I mean, good job for you, so...
Well, they always have end of the year, so you just have to catch, I don't know if he played his freshman year varsity. I'm sure he played some. Did he play any at all? No. Okay. So sophomore year
he did.
Junior year?
He did.
So you can just look at the end of year numbers for those. And I believe Barb...
He might have gotten a few points freshman year.
Yeah. I think Barb said she went back and checked, and... either sophomore or junior year, they had missed 2 points. So when she went back and checked all the games, it added 2 more points. I believe that's what I heard her telling someone this past week. So
see if he gets it tonight. But we're going to take a long break here for the national anthem. We'll be back after this. Thank you to Wayne Street Market for the pregame show, and we're entering the tin covered tip-off. We'll be back after this on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Don't miss the annual Shane Long Scholarship Fund Chicken Dinner coming up on February 8th before the boys' basketball game with St. Henry. The dinners will be served in the high school commons from 4 to 6 p.m. and include Romer's delicious barbecue chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll. Tickets are pre-sale only and are $8 each and can be purchased at the high school office or from any traveling tribe member or Fort Recovery boys basketball player. The proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund for a student from Fort Recovery and a student from St. Henry and also the traveling tribe. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and get to the gym early for the St. Henry basketball game. It's the annual Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner on Friday, February 8th in the high school commons from 4 to 6 p.m.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And welcome to the Tin Cupboard tip-off. Both teams are set and ready. Noah Leonard's against number 40, Mason Kemper, 4 foot Larmy, and Noah's going to get the tip, and Petey Judy will bring it up across the timeline. He'll give it over to Clay Schmitz, over to Derek Judy in the left wing, up top to Grant Kanapke. He'll use a screen by Petey, and he'll get back to Petey. Petey will fire up a three way short, and Fort Larmy will get the ball. So Brandon Wee will bring it up for Fort Laramie. He'll hand it off to number 21, Ratterman. He'll do a little handoff to number 33, Rosengarten. He'll get back to Brandon Wee. Brandon Wee guarded by Derek Judy. He'll get a screen by Kemper, and he'll give it over to number 35, Ratterman. Ratterman will get a screen for number 21, Jake Ratterman. And Fort Laramie just throwing around the arc. Number 21, Jake Ratterman will fire with three up. And good. Three-point basket.
From the left-hand corner. Nice. They passed it around. Found him with a little bit of a gap between him and his defender. So puts the first 3 points on the board.
So, and
Derek Judy brought it across center court. Tried to bounce pass to Petey. Got kicked. So take it out of bounds. Back to Petey. Over to Derek out by the volleyball line.
Derek will give it over to Clay Schmitz on the right side. Grant Canapia at the top. He has the ball. He'll give back to Clay into Noah Leonard, and he'll lose it. And he'll go out of bounds. He'll go back to Fort Laramie. So a little sloppy.
Yeah. Tried to throw it over the defense and was a little too far. Noah, even 6'6", couldn't reach it.
So Fort Laramie will get back. Brandon Wee will cross the timeline with it. He'll give it over to Jake Ratterman. Ratterman will give it to Nathan Ratterman. He'll throw it across to Rosengarten. All the way back across up top to Brandowee. Brandowee will probably most likely be calling the offense for Fort Laramie tonight. Number 33, Rosengarten, will go to the hole on the right side, and it'll be off the top. And it will
hit the support, but they're going to give the ball to the Indians. They're going to say that he lost it and shot it 10 feet above the basket. I'd say we probably tipped it up there, but nobody's hollering, so
we'll take it.
Yep.
And Derek Judy will bring it up for the Indians. He'll get to Clay Schmitz. Clay will give a good pump fake and go to a hole with it, and he'll should have been fouled, but no call, and he'll throw it up. No good. Rebound by Brandowee of Fort Laramie. Brandowee guarded by Derek Judy. He'll hand it off to number 33, Rosengarten. He'll give it over to Ratterman, and he'll throw up a shot. Jake Ratterman up, no good. Rebounded by Noah Leonard. He'll be off his foot, and it will stay with Fort Laramie.
Yep, he was going to get that rebound, and the guy reached around and smacked it, hit Noah in the foot, and shot out of bounds. So about 2.5 minutes into the game, it's 3-0 Fort Laramie.
So Fort Laramie will inbound it into Brandowee. And he'll throw across court to number 40, Kemper. He'll give it over to number 35, Ratterman. Nathan Ratterman up for three, up and good. 3-point basket. And Fort Laramie's off to a 6-0 lead. Coach Bayshore wants a break, so we'll take a timeout with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio. 30-second timeout.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. After back-to-back threes from Fort Laramie, from Jake Ratterman and Nathan Ratterman, Coach Bayshore decided to take a 30-second timeout. And we're back here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. 6-0 Indians are down. Derek Judy will dribble through and give it off to Clay Schmidt. He'll lose it. Petey Judy comes up with it. He'll give it over to Derek Judy. Derek will find Clay. Over to Grant, wide open in the corner.
Grant.
Three up, no good. Rebounded by, he'll be out of bounds, and he'll stay with Fort Recovery.
Indians are, we're not handling the ball very well right now. We're throwing it around. They're getting some, their hand on their passes.
And he's getting in. Noah Leonard, and it'll be a walk.
Yep.
And Wayne Toby's going to check in a game for the first time for the Indians.
He'll come in for Noah. We've had trouble getting the ball into Noah, and we probably won't be trying to get it into Blaine, so maybe that'll make our offense go a little bit better.
So Brandon Wheel will bring it up. He'll give it over to number 33, Rosengarten. Eli will fire it over to Kemper, and he'll give it off to Ratterman, all the way around to number 33, Rosengarten on the left wing, up and no good. Rebound by Petey Judy. Petey comes down with it and will bring it up for the Indians. He'll give it over to Derek Judy, over to Grant Canapia in the left corner, up top of Petey, all the way around to Derek Judy on the right side. back up top of Grant. Grant will make a move, dish off to Pete. Pete will give it up to Clay Schmitz, top of key. He'll get into Blaine Toby on the right block. Back out to Judy, Derek. Derek, and then we'll hand it off to Petey Judy. He'll fire it across court to Grant Kanapke, and he'll hit Derek Judy at the three line. He'll dish off to Petey into Clay. Clay make a move middle with it and try to get to Blaine, which Derek Judy comes up with it. He'll fire it across court to Grant. Grant Kanapke will drive and will be fouled on the floor.
We played 4 minutes and 16 seconds, and the Indians don't have a point and don't have very many shots. Their defense was keeping us from getting a shot there, but we played 45 seconds and couldn't get a shot off.
Lance checks back into the game for Clay Schmidt.
They're on us pretty good.
Derek Judy's inbounded for the Indians. 3:44 left here in Cal Pharmacy. First quarter, Indians down six. Noah Lawrence makes a move middle. Good move. And it'll be a walk. So we'll go back.
I wasn't watching his feet. I didn't see that.
Took three steps, and that's the travel.
Yeah, three would definitely qualify.
So Nolan Burning checks in the game for Fort Laramie and brings up, and he'll give over to Rosengarten, back over to Brandowee. All the way around the arc, Fort Laramie's just passing it around. Burning will give it over to number 33, Rosengarten. He'll fire it across to Albers of Fort Laramie. They're just passing around the arc. Burning thinks about three, but keeps it. He's going to find number 33, Rosengarten, wide open in the corner. No good. Rebound by Derek Judy, and they're going to be running and gunning. Derek Judy will dish off to Blaine Toby in the right corner. Gives up top to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke dribbling around and gives a screen by Blaine Toby. Over to Derek Judy on the right left wing. Back up top to Blaine Toby. Blaine trying to get into Noah, which he does. Noah will make a move baseline up. No good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie.
2.5 minutes to go. Indians still scoreless, 6-0. Holding Fort Laramie to not much, but we haven't scored at all.
So Brandowee has the ball. Top of key. He'll work with Derek Judy, and he'll put up a five-footer up and good. 2-point basket. Nick Brandowee.
Nice Fort Laramie turnaround jumper, and it's 8-0 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. And Indians need to get something going here.
Yes, sir. Petey Judy will give it up to Blaine Toby up to Grant Kanapke in the corner. Grant will drive baseline up and no good. Rolls around the rim and out. And then Petey Judy steals away on Brandowee's pass. Petey will pull from three up and good. Petey Judy.
Peyton with three. It's 8-3. Minute 49 left in the first quarter.
And Fort Laramie will get back. Number 33, Rosengarten, will fire up a five-footer up and good.
Nice little move there. Goes around to across the lane to the right side, puts it up and in.
So I extends lead to 7-4 Fort Laramie. Derek Judy has the ball. 1:30 left here in the first quarter. Derek Judy still has the ball. He hits Blaine Toby. He'll make a move baseline. Blocked away by number 30, Albers. And PDG wide open in the corner. Up no good. Rebound by Noah Leonard. No, we'll get to Blaine. Gets into Petey. Petey will drive baseline and reverse layup. Good.
He got a fake right and then a reverse layup. That was really nice. 10-5.
Petey has all 5 points here for the Indians in the first quarter. 10-5. Indians still down five here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Next quarter, Follow Mechanical will be our quarter sponsor. Number 35, Ratterman will go in it and put a shot up and good. So Indians struggling on the post moves by Fort Laramie. And Derek Judy will have it stripped away, and Fort Laramie will get back. Number 30, Albers will go away, dish out to number 33.
Albers made that pass. He went out of bounds, and they passed it back to him before he had stepped back in. He was in, but he was in the air. His last time on the ground was out of bounds, so it's Indians ball, 31 seconds, down 12-5. Clayton Pearson in the game now, bringing the ball up.
And he'll give it off to Petey Judy, back over to Clayton, up to Grant Kanapke. Grant over to Clayton. Clayton will give it over to Petey Judy. Petey has all 5 points here in the first quarter. He's trying to create space. He'll give it over to Clayton Pearson. Cincinnati has the ball, top of key, about the volleyball line. 10 seconds left here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. 6 seconds left. You'll find Noah Leonard. It's a Noah will fire up a crazy shot.
Yeah, he shot up what he thought was a desperation. And they still had 2.5 seconds left. Into the first quarter, Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, 12-5. Redskins over our Indians. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Fort Lyon High School. Indians down 7 here to start the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Thank you to Cal Pharmacy for the first quarter sponsor. Number 32, Nate Meyer, checked into the game. He'll give in to Broing of Fort Laramie. Back to Nate Meyer. Meyer will be guarded by Blaine. It'll be a blocking foul on Blaine Toby. That'll be his first team's first of the half. This game, not a lot of foul calls. Two fouls in the first quarter.
Yeah, one for each team.
The JV game was about 15 in the third quarter. And that's what took forever.
Yep.
Nate Meyer has the ball. He'll give it all the way around the arc to number 52, other Meyer. He gives it to Brewing up top to number 21, Jake Ratterman. Give over to Meyer. Two JV guys are in for Fort Laramie. So right now, in number 30, Grant Albers will put up a reverse layup, and it'll be good. So puts the Fort Laramie on the board here in the second quarter. Edie Judy has the ball. Indians down 9 here in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter. Petey will drive for about 15-footer up and good. 2-point basket, Petey Judy.
Nice little shot. Drove in, pulled up, fadeaway jumper. He has all 7 of the Indians' points.
Fort Laramie passing around, top of key. They'll give it to number 30. Grant Albers out to number 32. Rosengarten, he'll miss it, but Fort Laramie gets the board. Out top, number 21, Jake Ratterman up for 3, up and good. 3-point basket for Jake Ratterman. That gives the Fort Laramie a 10-point lead.
Indians need to get their stuff going here because they're not. If it wasn't for Petey, we'd be shut out.
Petey needs a little help here in the second quarter. Petey will drive to try to get in the middle, which he does, and he'll lose it. And Fort Laramie will get it back. Brewing a wide open for 3, up and good. We're burning for 3.
Got that shot off before our defense was set. Burning with a nice little shot there.
So Indians now down 13. Petey Judy has the ball. He'll give up to Blaine Toby. Over to Grant Kanak on the left wing. Grant looking around, gives up to Clay Schmidt. He'll get into Blaine Toby on the post, and he'll lose it, and it'll be a jump ball. And he'll stay with the Indians.
That pass was kind of indicative of what the whole night's been. It went inside, and he should have been able to get it, but the pass was just far enough off. He had to lean after it and could not get a good hand on it. And you know, went from what looked like was going to be a pretty nice, easy turnaround shot and to not even being able to get a hold of the ball. So Derek tries to head it in, knocked it back to him.
And guys didn't go try to grab for it.
Yeah. Natural reaction to do that.
Brady Meyer will give it back over to Derek Judy and on the left wing. into the corner. Clay will get in to Noah. Noah will make a move middle with that public right-hand hook shot. No good. Rebounded by Derek Beauty, and he'll be stuffed away by number 40, Mason Kemper of Fort Laramie. So Brandon Wheel will bring it back on their side, guarded by Derek Beauty. He will lose it, and it will go out of bounds.
He was losing his balance, and he tried to get it to the other guy, and it wasn't a very good pass, and rolled down his leg and off his shoe and into our bench. So Peyton will trigger it into Derek. We're down 20-7, 5:24 left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Peyton will bring it across center court.
He has the ball. He'll give over to Clay Schmitz, over to Derek Beauty, and on the left wing up top to Regan Martin. Clay Schmitz has the ball. He'll fire across to Petey. Petey will fire up a three. No good. Rebound it, and it'll be off.
Off of Fort Laramie. Peyton, he kind of went up and committed. He had to go ahead and shoot that. He tried to lean into him, get a foul, and that didn't happen. But we know Peyton can still make those shots even when they're about half crazy. So tipped away, and Fort Laramie has it now.
Number 11, Brandon Wee will have the ball. 4:52 left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter. Indians down 13. Judy has all 7 points. He just needs 13 to break 1,000. Brandon Wee has the ball. Jump around up top. He'll give over to Nate Meyer. Meyer over to number 21, Ratterman. To number 35, Nathan Ratterman. Into the corner to Burning. Back up top to Brandewee. Brandon will pull up about 15-footer up. No good. Rebounded by Regan Martin. Regan will push up for the Indians here in the second quarter. Regan will fire up to Petey. Petey with a wide-open three up short. No good. Rebound by Noah Leonard. And there'll be a foul on number 32, Meyer. Clayton Pearson and Grant Canapi coming in for Regan Martin and Derek Beauty.
That is only the second team foul for Fort Laramie. Fort Recovery only has one, and they haven't really missed very many, to be real honest. It's been a pretty clean game, just normal contact, which was getting called in the JV game, but not at all in this one.
Clayton Pearson will give over to Petey Beauty in the right corner. He'll step back, up for three, up no good. Rebound by Clayton Pearson. Clayton will then be fouled from behind, and he'll go line shooting two. He'll step to the Hall Brothers foul line.
Yep, got the rebound on the left side, went around to the right side to put one up, and a couple of guys jumped on him to make sure that didn't go in. CP at the line.
Gavin Toby checking in the next, or after this free throw, and it's up and good, so now Petey has a partner that scored, Clay Pearson.
I like it. It's going here.
Gavin Toby checking in for Noah Larrence. And I think this is one of the first times I've seen Gavin Toby in the middle of the varsity game. So
yep.
Clay Pearson's second free throw is up and no good. So Brandon, we will bring it up for Fort Laramie. 3:47 left here in the Fowler Mechanical. So second quarter, Indians down 12. Ratterman will get man one.
Oh, man, he was behind the backboard and reached out and flipped it up. And one of our Indians made contact. And
that'll be a foul on Clay Schmidt. So Nate Ratterman will go to the line shooting one, up and good. It's a pretty sound looking Fort Laramie team, Ian and Neil.
Yes.
And they're putting it to us.
Yeah, right now it is all Fort Laramie. Peyton has seven over eight, but he's missed his last three.
Petey will give it over to Gavin Toby into the corner to Clayton Pearson. Back up top to Petey. Petey wide open. He'll pull about 15-footer up and no good. Short rebounded by Fort Laramie. Number 35, Nathan Ratterman.
Petey's shots are online, but they're just, most of them are short right now.
Brandon Wheel will have his pass tipped, and he'll get back from number 35, Ratterman. Up top, number 33, Eli Rosengarten will give it over to Brandon Wee. Up top to number 40, Mason Kemper, all the way around to number 33, Eli Rosengarten in the corner. Fort Laramie's early just passed around the arc right now. 2:50 left here in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter.
I think when they did that earlier, they just all of a sudden found a shooter in the corner, put it up, and first points of the ball game.
They're still just passing around the arc. Clearly, they're literally going one side of the court to the other side. So, and then number 33, Rosengarten will go for a left-hand layup, and it's no good. And literally, Neil, they passed it from one side to the other corner. I mean, yeah. It was just back and forth for a good probably 30, 35 seconds.
I think it was more than that. It was a long time. But they were trying to be very patient, and they got a pretty decent shot.
Yeah, a layup, and he just missed it. So.
Yep.
PD will walk on up. He has 7 of the 8 points here for the Indians. Clayton Pearson also has 1 with the free throw. Clayton Pearson will give it to Grant Konapke up top to PD Judy. PD Judy will try to get that middle lane. He'll be fouled.
Yep, looked like he was going to try to drive for a left-hand layup. And yep, got a reach-in grab out there just as he crossed the foul line. And so Clayton will trigger it in for us. 2:10 left on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter clock.
Clayton Pearson will inbound it into Gavin Toby. Gavin will get to Grant Konapke. Grant will fire up.
There we go.
15 footer up, no good. Rebound by Grant or Gavin Toby. He'll put it up and he'll be fouled. So he go line shooting two.
Strong rebound by Gavin.
Strong kid there, Gavin. Toby will go line shooting two. Blaine Toby's going to check in after this free throw from Gavin Toby.
23-8. Indians need to get going here, and maybe this will get us going.
Gavin Toby's first one off is good. So
at the front of the rim, back of the rim, off of the backboard, and in.
Blaine Toby going to check in for Clay Schmidt.
One more for Gavin. Let's get it in.
Gavin will fire up his second up, and it was short, but it rolled around and goes in.
23-10 now on the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
That puts for recovery in double digits. Oh.
Okay. Blaine went down. He was on the center court line, and they said it was over and back. But my understanding is you have to be all the way over.
It's called a travel on it, sliding.
When he started calling the travel, then he went over and back. Or, well, he did this. Maybe he wasn't doing it over and back. Maybe he just saying it was rolling. But
Burning will fire up a shot. No good. Petey Judy gets the rebound. Petey will have the ball top of key. So spin around and give it to Konapke.
There we go, Grant.
With three up. No good. And that should be over the back, but yes. No call.
Yeah. Way over Blaine's back on that rebound. But 23-10. They're not calling it tight. So let's play the way they're calling it.
Burning will have the ball in the corner. He'll get a screen by one of his teammates, and he'll be kicked ball by Blaine Toby. So,
minute 15 left here in the second quarter, and there's only 5 team fouls for Fort Laramie and 2 for the Indians. So, nobody in foul trouble, but it's not being played tight at all. As soon as I say that,
he shoved him pretty good. So, I knew that was going to be called. It looks like a few guys are also winded. I mean, this is a college court, and way longer than our court and the rest of the MAC court. So,
yep. Except for a couple of those possessions where Fort Laramie is passing it around and around and around. Most of the time, it's just up and down the court fairly quickly.
Fort Laramie is literally just doing the same thing on last possession, passing around the arc.
Under a minute now in the second quarter.
In the Fowler Mechanical second quarter, and he is down 13. Number 33, Rosengarten will get stuff or a shot blocked, but number 52 will clean it up, Caleb Meyer.
25-10 now, 40 seconds to go here. Clayton to Petey.
Petey will bring it up. Petey has 7 so far in the game. 7 of the 10 points for the Indians. Petey will go to hole.
Definitely some contact on that. Still not calling a foul, but that's how. It's consistent. They're not calling them really tight, but that one was he really got hammered on that one pretty good. And the official is trying to explain to Coach Bayshore that really wasn't a foul, but he will not. Coach Bayshore won't be convinced. A little over 15 seconds now.
Fort Laramie just passed down the arc again. Burning will have it. Stolen away by Petey Judy. Petey will take it all the way, and intentional foul.
Yep, he did. He reached out and grabbed him, so because I think he was seeing the same thing I was seeing. Petey had dunk in his eyes, and he had Gavin Toby running block for him, and the guy came from the other side and grabbed his arm because they weren't going to be able to stop him.
So Petey will step the line. She has two intentional fouls, and Fort Recovery will get the ball back.
This could really help us if we can get something going here. It's 25-10, 25-11 now, 7.8. So if we can get this one and get a good look at a three-pointer, to be 12, it would be 15, and go from 15 down to 10 down. If we can get a three-pointer to go in, but we'll take anything we can get here. 7.8, clean passes is what we need, and Clayton will bring it in for us.
Clayton Pearson looking around, getting to Kanapke. Grant will turn around, up, no good. And Fort Lauderdale will get the rebound. 2 seconds left, one, and they'll fire up a three-quarter shy, and it'll be no good. So that's going to be our half. Thank you to Fowler Mechanical for the second quarter. Ending down 13. We'll be back after this to start the Cooper Farms Halftime Show right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. Starting the Cooper Farms Halftime Show, going over some a few stats. Starting with the Indians, Petey Judy has 9, Gavin Toby has 2, and Clayton Pearson has 1 off the free throw in for Fort Laramie. Brandon Wee has 2, Jake Ratterman has 6, Grant Albers has 2, Eli Rosengarten has 2, Nolan Burning has 3, and Nathan Ratterman has 8, and Colin Meyer has 2. So that's your scoring for both teams, 25-12. Here in Cooper Farms Halftime Show, and we have the little Fort Laramie Redskins players out here.
I think they call them the Tomahawks.
Yeah, the little Tomahawks, I think. So
they're out there. They're not doing too bad. They can handle the ball pretty well.
Shooting
a
decent
shot.
Oh, wow.
He shot a 30-footer from 20 feet. That's pretty neat. I'll just run over some of the games coming up next week. We got our girls playing at Franklin Monroe on Tuesday. That is varsity only, starting at 6 o'clock. And it'll be probably Rob Weaver, WPGW simulcast. And again, 6 o'clock start with no JV game. So make sure you tune in on time, because if you tune in at the regular time, the game will be pretty close to over. Then on Thursday, the girls host Marion Local. Varsity is going to be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And Friday, our boys are at Marion Local. It's also going to be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Then Saturday, it's Mississinewa Valley Day. It's the girls. My original schedule said 1, but I believe it's now going to be a noon start for the JV. And then the boys will host Mississinewa at 6 o'clock for the JV start. Both of those will be WPTW simulcast. And it will be Hall of Fame night with Holly Steingan and Tiffany Garkey McElDowney, two of their great players from, I can't remember what year it was that they graduated, but they were awesome players. We went a long way that year. So they're going into the Hall of Fame together, great friends and great teammates, and that's going to be a good night. That's going to be the Mississinewa Valley night between the boys' JV and varsity games that night. So that's just going to be a great thing. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what's gone on so far and what we're going to have to do to crank this up to turn into a good game for the Indians. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. I have to say, Neil, this is possibly one of the better bands we've heard.
Yeah, they're really good. Their trumpets are good and loud, and they're not cracking. I remember when I was in the band and playing a trumpet, every time I try to hit something above about a B, if you know what that is.
I have no clue.
I would crack it, and that's not how it's supposed to sound. But we had a good time. But, yeah, they're pretty good. JV's lost 40-32, and they'll go to 13-2 now. So, and Fort Laramie goes to 11-4 on the victory. So our JV looked decent, but not as good as we should have. Indians in the first half, we're struggling a little bit there, Reese.
Yeah, this really comes down to scoring. I mean, you can't have Petey Judy at 9 out of 12 points and expect something to happen.
Yeah,
and expect that being even. We're lucky to be only down 13 points, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because,
yep.
I mean, you have one guy scored what 3/4 of your points, and
yeah. and he's missed probably four of his last five.
Yeah.
He had a couple early, and he scored the only 5 points in the first quarter, maybe, and. They were within in less than a minute, a three, then a layup, and he's somebody has to start getting themselves open. I don't know I'm not smart enough to know how this all goes, but I don't know if we need to start setting some screens and get people open or start doing something different. But seems like we're trying to go inside, and they're tipping a bunch of them away. And some of them are, maybe rinky-dink fouls, but it's not like hacking to keep the ball from going inside. So, this game is being called very loosely. The JV game is called really, really tight. This one's pretty loose. It is nowhere near out of control, so I'm not saying that people are getting beat up. They're letting a lot of what normal MAC contact would be. They're letting that all go, and it's going both ways. So I think it's being called fair, but we're just getting a lot of the balls tipped away when we're trying to go inside. Maybe we need to do something different to get some people open to get some shots, because we're, for the most part, a lot of times we go down and don't even get a shot off. Empty possessions is not the good way to go. So,
yeah.
You got any plans on how we do that? I guess it doesn't make any difference if we have plans. But
I mean, it really comes down to we got to get somebody else going other than Pete. Yeah. It has to be a Grant Kanapke, or it has to be a Clay Schmitz or Noah Leonard. It has to be just either seniors, or it has to be a Grant. Yep. I mean, he's been playing varsity enough to.
Yep.
And I mean, take over. So
yeah, and somebody needs to do that, and
it's got to be soon. It's got to be this first 3 minutes or.
Yeah. And it seems like last night Grant passed up a lot of shots that he.
He's not. I mean, a lot of the guys are really not getting touches. I mean, Grant's not getting a lot of touches. I mean, he shot his fair amount, and I mean, Petey's the one that's getting the most touches, and I mean, that's why he has 9 points. But he's also missed a few, and which that's, I mean, that's not killing us right now. But somebody's just got to step up and go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we can't depend on him to score to beat
a team by himself.
Lormy and score 3/4 of the points. That can't happen.
So let's see if Petey gets 11 points here in this half to send them to 1,000. So we'll see. He has 9 so far. So I'm expecting it. I'm saying he's gonna come out and try to take over this game. Yeah. I think he's gonna get to 1,000.
And he won't be doing it to try to get to 1,000. He's gonna be doing it to try to win this game for the Indians, because right now that is the only thing we have going for us. And if he or somebody else doesn't come out and take over the game, we're gonna lose a lot worse than 13 points.
Regan Martin, Clay Schmidt, Noah Leonard, Petey, Judy, and Clayton Pearson will start the second half for the Indians. A little bit different from the starting. Grant, Noah will, and Derek will, or a Grant, no, or a Grant. Geez, Derek, Judy are going to be on the start on the bench, and it'll be out of bounds, and it'll stay with.
I'm trying to get something different going here, and I hope it works. Not sure what.
Judy, Judy up for two, up and good. 2-point basket.
Yep.
Judy.
From the right corner. About 10, 12 footer.
So Fort Lauderdale will bring it back down to their side. Number 40, Mason Kemper, will fire across court to number 33, Eli Rosengarten. Up no good, and he'll get his own board, and he'll find, there'll be a foul from behind from Clayton Pierce on Jake Braderman, and he'll go line shooting probably two. Yeah, he will, so.
They let most of that go, but that was probably very legitimate.
So Radiman will go line shooting two. First one is up and short.
Thanks, Hull Brothers, for helping him miss. Hull Brothers foul line, one more shot. If you're out there listening, want us to give you a shout out, 419-852-0072. We'll try to give you a shout out. This is the second one. Peyton
has the ball. He'll bring it up for the Indians. Only down 11 now. He only needs 9 now to break 1,000. Clayton Pearson will get into Noah Leonard, and he'll get up and no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. And somebody's got to get going here soon.
Yep.
Number 33, Rosengarten, fires up a shot, and it's no good. So Petey will hand off to Regan Martin. It'll be no good. So
it was a nice shot for Regan in the left corner. That's a good shot he'll usually make.
Yeah, it's a good-looking shot.
So,
going in.
You know, we've had a couple of guys know with that shot that he had earlier in that one. We've got guys trying to get those shots.
So Rosengarten will have the ball on the right wing. He'll give up top to Brandewee. Brandewee guarded by Clayton Pearson. He'll go into paint, and he'll fire up a 5-footer up and good. 2-point basket. Nick Brandewee. Now put Fort Laramie in the scoring column here in the second half. 27-14. And it looks like Coach Bayshore is going to take a 30-second timeout, so we'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And we're back here in the Wrangler Hardware third quarter. Indians down 13. Regan Martin has the ball. He'll give it into Noah Leonard. Across court to Petey. Petey will give a good pump fake. His guy goes up in the air, and Petey will go all the way to the lane. Up, no good.
Oh, man. The guy got the rebound. Clayton wrapped him up with a jump ball, and they call a foul on Clayton. He can't, you know, he just now saw that they called a foul on him. He just can't believe it. And Coach Bayshore is trying to reason with the official.
Brandon will bring it up. He'll get over to Ratterman. Or Rosengard, my bad. He'll give up top to number 35, Ratterman. It'll be a foul underneath on Clayton Pearson. Derek Shue, he's going to check back in for the Indians for Clayton Pearson.
Yeah, probably will. Clayton went in playing hard like he always does, and I didn't see what happened under there, but probably a little shove or something. That happens all the time. Nice little turnaround left-handed hook and bounced around the rim five times and drops through, and 29-14. Lead back to 15, 5:23. Wengler Hardware third quarter scoreboard.
Corey Schmitz will get it over to Derek Judy, over to Petey Judy. Petey will give over to Regan Martin, top of the key. Derek, over to Derek Judy, and
Clay Schmitz, looks like he might have twisted an ankle or something over there in the corner. They blow the whistle to stop action so he can go out. Blaine will come in for him, 5:04 here on the Wengler Hardware third quarter scoreboard. 29-14, Indians down and needing points.
Petey will get in to Blaine Toby, back to Petey. Petey will think about a long three.
He looked at a 25 or 26 footer.
Oh, he dropped his guy, but Blaine Toby will throw off to Blaine Toby, and he'll give it to Regan Martin. Regan Martin.
Ball
will be on the floor, and Petey comes up with it. He'll give it over to Blaine Toby. Back to Noah, and Noah will lose it. Blaine Toby will come up with it. Blaine will give it over to Petey. We're looking a little lost, and PG will fire up a three, no good, and
So Noah grabbed the rebound, went on his back on the floor, tries to throw it from his back behind the backboard to one of our players, but goes out of bounds.
Boy, he just threw it because I figured he figured out. I mean, they're just going to call travels. He just threw it, but no call, no foul, no travel. I mean, that's not good.
I couldn't see where it was, but it looked like he might have gotten undercut on that.
Burning will bring it up for Fort Laramie. He'll give over to number 32, Meyer. He'll fire, and he'll be tipped. They come down with it. Number 33, Eli Rosengarten. He'll fire it over to Burning. And he'll hit Rosengarten on cut, blocked away by Petey Judy, and Petey will come up with it, and he'll lose it. He'll be out of bounds, and he'll go back to the Indians.
So Petey had it. Rosengarten takes it away and stepped on the line. So Indians will trigger it in with a little bit of pressure. Doesn't look like a lot, but they're giving them a little bit of pressure here. 4 minutes to go here. Third quarter, Fowler Mechanical scoreboard, Wengler Hardware scoreboard.
Can be a foul on number 35, Nathan Ratterman.
So I wasn't watching the official where his hand, how many times he did his hand, but it was 7 seconds, and he still hadn't gotten it across center court, so that little bit of pressure gave him some problems.
There, Gio, across the timeline, 3:50 left here in the Wrangler Hardware third quarter. Give over to Petey, he'll get into Blaine Toby, and he'll be stuffed away by number 30, Grant Albers.
Yep.
So he'll go underneath to Fort Recovery. Derek Judy will unbound it. He'll get it into Grant Kanapke. Kanapke will fire and all the way out of bounds, and it'll go.
Grant should have turned around and taken that shot. He threw it out to Petey, but he was 5 feet wide of where Peyton was, and Peyton threw it to the outside of Petey, and he was leaning a little bit to the inside, so Fort Laramie will trigger it in.
Regan Martin checks in for Grant Kanapke. Number 33, Rosengarten will give it to Burning. And he'll give it back over to Rosengarten. The Burning. Burning will fire up a long three, up no good. Rebound by Noah Leonard. Noah will give it over to Derek Judy. He'll push it for the Indians. There, Jew will go all the way to the hole and be probably fouled. No call. Blaine Toby will come up with it, and Blaine Toby will be fouled.
Blaine, man, he got that rebound, and they were trying to get it from him.
So Blaine Toby will go line shooting two at the Hall Brothers foul line. First opportunity for points tonight. Blaine's first one up is good.
All right. 29-15. First points for anybody for quite a while. I'd say a couple of minutes at least since anybody scored.
Clay Schmitz will check in for Noah Leonard.
A lot of subbing tonight just because, as you said, the floor is a little longer and guys are getting winded a little quicker. We sub a lot to start with, but we sub a little more probably tonight.
And the second free throw will be short. Brandon Wee will get the board, and he'll walk it up for Fort Laramie. Burning will then hand it off to number 32, Nate Meyer. He'll give it over to Brandon Wee. Brandon Wee will give it over to Colin Meyer in the corner. And he'll get it to number 30, Grant Alberts. He'll lose it, and he'll be sliding around the floor, which will be a travel, but Brandon will get back, and he'll put up an easy layup. So Indians are just not getting the foul or calls they want. Edie Judy has the ball, 31-15. Indians down 16 here in the Wrangler Hardware third quarter. Clay Schmitz has it. He'll dish out to Reed Martin in the corner up top to Petey Judy. Petey looking around. He'll fire up a three.
Looks good.
And
nope.
Short.
Oh, man, it's right on target, but looks good. He's a little short.
He'll fire across to Brandon Wee, and Brandon Wee will give it over to number 32, Rosengarten. He'll try to get to number 30, Albers, and he'll stay with Fort Laramie.
Yeah, he was cutting across lane, passed to him, but knocked away by the Indians. So 2:13 here in the third quarter and triggering it in.
So Colin Meyer will give it over to Burning. Burning guard by Regan Martin. He'll dish out to number 30. Grant Albers back up top to Brandon Wee, and he'll hand it off to Colin Meyer. Colmeyer get it out to Rosengarten, up and good.
He was only open for a split second, and that was enough to get the shot up and in.
Actually, that basket was by Grant Meyer, or Nate Meyer.
Yeah, the 32, I was thinking it was Rosengarten too, but it was Meyer. Regan Martin out on the left or right wing. It's to Derek on the left wing, down to Petey in the left corner, back out to Derek at the top, goes to the line, drives to the foul line, goes up, shot no good, rebound to the Redskins.
And Brandon will give it up to Burning. Back up to Brandon Wee. The fire across to number 32, Nate Meyer, minute left here in the Wrangler Hardware third quarter. Burning has the ball, guarded by Regan Martin. Burning will put a 10-footer up, blocked away by Regan Martin. He'll fire it up to Derek Judy, up to Petey, back up to Derek. Around to Blaine Toby. Blaine will then drive and dish out to Regan Martin. Regan will turn around Jay, up no good. Rebounded by Brandley.
Nice shot, but he was way off on that one.
So
nice steals one. Gets it loose.
He's on the floor. Everybody jump ball.
They're going to call a dual possession. So between Burning and Regan, they had it. Looks like mass substitution here for Fort Laramie.
So Colin Moore will inbound it into Brandon Wee. He'll give it over to number 52, Meyer. Meyer will then be trapped. He'll give it to number 40, Mason Kemper, and be kicked away by Blaine Toby.
25.8, Indians down 19. Has not been a good third quarter for our Indians.
Brandon Wee, who's only scored 3 points this quarter. And Fort Laramie's getting whatever they want.
Yep, it's just, man, we need to get something going here. We just can't. Regan
he's going to drive. He give it to Blaine Toby, up and good. 2-1 basket, Blaine Toby. Back to 36-17 with six seconds left. 4-3. Colin Meyer. Up and no good. So, and now we'll end our quarter, 36-17. Innings down here. Thank you to Wrangler Hardware, and we'll be entering the Fort Recovery Insurance after this break here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
More time indoors? Perhaps it's time for a new wall color in your life. At Wangler Ace Hardware, we can make painting a simple pleasure. We carry a full line of quality Clark and Kensington paints available in any color you bring us. The Clark and Kensington paint and primer in one is a great value, starting at just $30.99 a gallon for interior flat finish. Friendly, knowledgeable folks will guide you through choosing paint along with products for surface prep and application. Visit the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for friendly expert advice on your fall paint project.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. Kobe Wendell, Clay Schmitz, Ryan Post, Petey Beauty, and Noah Leonard's in the game. And number 40.
He's trying hard to find somebody that can score. Somebody that can do something. It's just not clicking at all for our Indians tonight.
So Ryan Post will have the ball. Coach is just trying every single option he has, and Clay Schmitz will fire with three up, no good. Rebound by Fort Laramie, and they'll go the other way with it. Brandewee will drive and try and get it to Kemper. He'll dish out to number 33, Rosengarten. Brandewee will give it to, Clay Schmitz.
And Rosengarten's able to track it down.
And it looks like number 35, Ratterman, will fire for three. He gets on board. But Brandewee
long rebound and came right back to him.
To give it back to Ratterman. So Fort Laramie just passing around top of the arc. And they'll drive all the way to the lane up and good.
It looked like they were going to just pass. The defense opened up, and he just drove right straight to the basket. They're going to take a full timeout. So we'll take a timeout with them. 6:48 left here. We'll be back right after this.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. Indians down
21.
Kobe Wendell has the ball. 6:36 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Clay Schmitz has the ball to give up to Ryan Post all the way around to Kobe Wendell on the left wing. Kobe jumping around and give it to Ryan Post over to Petey Judy. Petey then will be fouled. And no call.
And then gets it to Kobe, and he got kind of roll tackled there. Kind of had to call that one. That's the fourth team foul on Fort Laramie this half. Indians with only three.
Clay Schmitz will have the ball. He'll drive middle with it, and he'll flip the shot up and good. 2-point basket. Clay Schmitz.
Nice strong move.
Clay Schmitz for two.
There was some contact there, but they're not really calling it. They're going both ways, and that's just fine. As long as they're calling it the same way, doesn't matter.
Bernie will give it over to number 52, Meyer, up top to Colin Meyer. Or that's actually number 35, Ratterman. Number 40, Kemper, will give it all the way around to number 33, Rosengarten. Rosengarten will pick up his dribble and give it back out. Fort Laramie passing around the top of the arc like they have been this whole game. Burning, passing around the arc, and it goes all the way from one side or one corner to the other corner. Number Rosengarten will fire up a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Fort Recovery. Kobe Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. Petey will fire up a three up. It's short, no good. Rebounded by Burning up Fort Laramie.
Yep, Petey's shot was about 23 feet, but, you know.
Shot 22.
Yep, nothing else is going, so.
Might as well try.
Yeah, 5 minutes going, we're down 20. Just shoot.
Number 40, Kemper, will have it stolen away, and the Indians will get back. Ryan Post.
Look for Ryan to take a shot or two here.
And he'll be fouled, so he'll go line shooting too.
So we'll turn around there from about 7-8 feet and got swatted and got a lot of his arm, so he'll go to the line. 38-19, our score on the Wangler Hardware fourth quarter scoreboard. 4:47 left to play. Ryan usually deadly at the foul line, off the front, off the back, and off the side. You'll get one more chance here. 38-19. Let's see if we can get to 20 here, Ryan.
Ryan will put his second up and no good.
Around the rim again and no good. Rebound to Fort Laramie.
Meyer will give it over to the corner to number 32, Rosengarten. And he'll lose there. Ryan Post will come up with it. Ryan will drive on Burning. It'll be probably a charging foul.
Yeah. I think the guy was moving with him, but they're going to charge that. That's how they're going to call it. A lot of the times, you know, he was coming down the left side and moved toward the basket, even though his defender was going with him. I don't agree with it, but it's not unusual to get that call. So Rosengarten gets it over. Burning has it.
Burning will give it over to number 52, Meyer. Fort Laramie's doing their regular throw around the top of the arc. One side to the other side, and they'll fire up a three, up and good. And by number 52, Meyer, Caleb Meyer. Fires up three, and it's good. So
we left him wide open.
Indians now down a lot,
22.
Ryan Post will give it to Blaine Toby. Blaine will then drive, flip a shot up, and no good. I mean, we're not getting a foul call whatsoever.
Yeah, that definitely should have been a foul. And the ball went almost all the way down and came back out. We can't get anything to go our way, man. So Toby will take it out for us.
He'll inbound it into
somebody.
Noah Leonard, and it'll be tipped away. Number 30, Albers, will put right hand layup and bang good.
Looked like he was thinking about maybe a dunk. I don't know if he can. He's 6'2", according to the program. That's about right.
Petey will drive, pull about 15-footer up and short again. So Petey has been short here in the second half. And there's a lot of subs going in for Fort Recovery on the next set ball. By just up and down running. There's not a yep. On one side, so.
Plus, nobody's making a shot, so.
Try someone new.
Yep.
It's not going to hurt. Up and good by number 40, Mason Kemper for three, and now we'll send Fort Laramie into a timeout. 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. Indians down 27. If I'm doing math right. Yeah, it's 27.
46-19, and it is ugly. We can't make a shot. We've had some shots go down and just won't stay down. They've come right back out. Nobody seems to have a good stroke.
A lot of the JV guys are getting a lot of time here. Kobe Wendell, Ryan Post, Ian Holman. And then also varsity guys, Blaine Toby and Clayton Pearson.
Yep.
And a lot of the JV guys coming in for Fort Laramie, so.
Yep. Yep. So Clayton passes it in. Ian Holman has it in the right corner.
He'll give it up top to Kobe Wendell. To Clayton Pearson all the way around to Ryan Post. He'll try to get into Blaine, which he does. He'll turn around Jay up and good. See what nice. I skip Blaine. Kobe
finally got something to go. So Peyton's out. And
he's probably done for the night.
Yeah, probably. His stroke is so far off, and no need to worry about getting him hurt. We can't win this game. If they walked off the court and let us keep shooting, I don't know if we could make it.
And Fort Laramie will go for a layup. Tom Meyerwaz and number 44, Holscher, will lose it. Clayton Pearson will come up with it. He'll give it up to Blaine Toby. Blaine will then pump a shot up and good. Shoot my basket,
right.
Blaine Toby.
Keep going, Blaine.
Blaine Toby has 7 on the night. Colin Meyer walking up for the Redskins. To give up to number 43, Deegan Meyer. All the way around, and dark he goes. Be stolen away by Ryan Post. Ryan will drive on Colin Meyer. Probably layup no good, and it'll be out of balance, and we'll go back to Fort Laramie.
Ryan usually is really good at that, but he made that young kid mistake where he was going up and he was watching the defender instead of the basket when he put the shot up.
Hit the bottom part of the rim, so.
Wasn't looking at the basket when he shot it. He hasn't done that very often.
Number 43, Deegan Meyer puts up a right-hand layup up no good, and Clayton Pearson comes down with the board, 46-23 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. Pass around the arc to Ian Holman in the corner. He'll dish up to Ryan Post all the way around to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will hand it off to Clayton Pearson. Clayton will then try to get the blame. It'll be stolen away, so.
46-23, under a minute.
Colin Meyer will fire for a shot. No good. Rebound by Clayton Pearson, so. Indians are still showing fight. But it's a little bit just too late.
Yep.
Ryan Post will fire up a 3 up and no good. Rebound by Ian Holman. Ian Holman will fire up a 2 up and good. 2-point basket.
Yep.
Ian Holman.
That shot by Ryan is his shot right in the corner, and it always goes in, and it didn't go in.
Yeah, I think this one's probably going to end it.
Yeah. They probably won't shoot anymore, and we probably won't
get the ball again.
Yeah, we probably won't be fouling or trying too hard to get it from them.
Indians will lose tonight by 21 to the Redskins of Fort Laramie. And that'll be our ball game. Thank you for our sponsors, Cal Pharmacy, Fowler Mechanical, Wrangler Hardware, and Fort Recovery Insurance for our quarter sponsors tonight. And thank you for all sponsors.
Yep, we'll be back in just a minute with the Miracle Lane's post-game show. Back right after this.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here. Indians lose 46-25 here at Fort Laramie.
Yep.
This had to be the roughest time or roughest game I've seen the Indians play. Nothing was going. No, we didn't really get a whole lot of foul calls. I don't think even what made a difference this game. We basically got our butts handed to us.
Yeah, we could have gotten every foul call, and I thought they called them. They let the game go pretty well, and there wasn't anything vicious at all. And it's a real good way to call the game. But if they'd have called everything our way, we couldn't have won.
No.
Okay. Because we couldn't make a shot. We just couldn't make a shot. JVs were a little better than that, but they lost their second game of the season, 40-32. They're now 13-2 on the season. Fort Laramie's JV goes to 11-4. Indians are now 8-7 on the season. Fort Laramie's 10-5. Let's take another break here real quick. We'll come back and talk about some of the games coming up and be back right after this.
Coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes. Whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at Fort Laramie High School. Remember, coming up, upcoming games next week. Girls are at Franklin Monroe. Thursday, girls will host Marion Local. Friday, boys are at Marion Local. Then Saturday, girls and boys will both host Missoula Valley. So I guess the 1,000 points for Petey will have to wait.
Yep, you got 11 tonight.
That means he's down to 9.
Yep, what my count is, and Indians lose 46-25. Nobody could make a shot. Petey made a few early, and then
that was about it.
He got really cold. So let's take one more commercial break, and then we'll be back to either wrap stuff up or talk to Coach Bayshore. Back in just a minute.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We're back here at Fort Laramie High School, where the Indians cold tonight. 46-25 losers. Go to 8-7. Fort Laramie goes to 10-5. Again, Indians lose 46-25 in the varsity game, 40-32 in the JV game. Thanks for listening. For Reese Rogers and myself, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.